Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and you're listening to Earnestly Speaking. And today I have as my guest David Colon, and he is an entrepreneur and investor, right? David, is that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah, I think that does it, Ernie. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And we like to keep mix of people here changing a little bit, keep the interest of people that are listening to the show. So I want to see what you're doing and see how that impacts on the people that are listening.
Sure. One of the most important things that I focus on here on Long Island is helping create new companies here. And that's certainly something that we feel like we need more of here on Long Island. After all, every big company started as a small company. And I believe that on Long Island, we need more companies starting so that eventually they will grow
now
to be the big employers.
One of the things that has come to my attention is that there's a lot of venture capital going to other places, but a lot less going to Long Island. Are you having a problem?
No. I think that Long Island certainly could always use more investment capital, but we have a good amount of interest now. We are seeing a lot of companies being created. There's a lot of new organizations here on Long Island that didn't exist just a few years ago, focusing on helping start and grow Long Island companies.
Now, the other side of that coin is you have to have people with ideas and things to sell, and you have to find them.
That's right. That's right.
Do they find you?
Often. And the fact that we have the Long Island Angel Network, which is now has grown into being a robust group with a number of companies have come to the Long Island Angel Network and gotten founded. I'm privileged to serve on the board of that organization. There's also the Long Island Capital Alliance, and they focus on a little later stage, so not quite the earliest stage companies, but the next stage. And I created something called the Long Island Emerging Technologies Fund, which focused specifically on research coming out of the institutions, research institutions here on Long Island. So that's Cold Spring Harbor, Stony Brook, Brookhaven National Lab, et cetera. And helping create companies around that. And we work with Accelerate Long Island, which is a not-for-profit that was started a couple years ago, and I'm on the board of that as well, to help find those opportunities and then help launch them into companies.
Are there ideas, the number of ideas plentiful?
Yeah, I think there's...
And have of the plentiful, if that's the case, how many are viable?
I mean, I think of the ones that we see, I would say... a lot of them are good ideas, but at the end of the day, what we ask as investors is not just do you have a cool product, but what problem are you solving with that product? And is there a market? Will someone pay money to have that problem solved by your product? And so I think, you know, of the companies that we see, probably 25 to 30% are probably ones that we feel like actually have the capability of solving a real problem in that people will pay, you know, the marketplace will pay to...
And how does the mix go? Does it, you know, like if somebody comes up with a new gardening product or something like that, that would might be something that's viable. What about, electronics? Where do you see, or maybe even medical applications, where do you see the biggest interest in innovation?
Yeah, I mean, I think both on Long Island and across the country, I mean, a lot of the innovation is taking advantage of the fact that we all have this thing in our pockets called mobile phones that, now are little mini computers that we, each of us have on our, with
you're
us.
You're talking applications?
Yes. Generally, so it's apps, generally, as well as ways to use the phone. There's all sorts of ways that people are inventing ways to use the phone with applications or add-ons to the phones. So it's an application. It could be using the phone for mobile payments, which is using the frequency in the phone to actually do payments. You may have seen Apple recently introduced.
I don't have a good grasp of what of this technology. So these things look like a lot of small potatoes.
Well, when you think about it, it's the phone itself may be a small thing, but the tools that we can use on them are tremendous. For instance, if we could change the way that you pay for things, that's not just something you and I do every day. That's millions and millions of people paying for things differently by not having to take out their wallet, not use credit cards, and actually use their phone. Another great example is a company called Uber. Uber has changed the way the way that people get cars, taxis, and car services in most of the major metropolitan areas in this country. It's now value.
Did they come to a company like yours for funding, or did they have the means to do so?
No, Uber, as an example, was an investment. You know, raised capital, needed to build a team of engineers to, you know, create this product.
Do people with real money ever start something, or they always depend on people like you?
No, frequently people are, particular people who are repeat entrepreneurs, will just fund it themselves. Venture capital and early stage investment is important because it tends to be for companies that are more technology oriented. You need that kind of capital, but also the expertise that people like myself and others bring to the table. We've helped build companies and kind of have expertise. It's not just the money that we bring; it's the contacts, the experience, and how to build a company, how to do things like make payroll, and how do you hire people, and how do you help expand? But
so
for many companies, they don't
have practical nuts and bolts that you offer.
Absolutely, and that's part of what I mean. Part of what we bring to the table is yes, dollars, but also having been there and helped build companies. I've been on, I certainly serve on the board of 8 private sector companies, and have helped build a number of them. So that's important expertise. But I will say that venture capital and early stage investment isn't necessary for many companies. Many companies, like you said, your example of, a gardening implementation, you might be able to do that with using money in your own pocket or maybe some friends and family, and that might be sufficient for that kind of investment. But I think one of the interesting things about the technology world is how rapidly it's expanding, but also how it's important to note this, that the technology that we're seeing, the technology growth in technology we're seeing around the country is just that, all around the country. It's not just in Silicon Valley, and it's not just in Boston and places like that. It is happening here on Long Island. It is happening in other parts of the country as well. And I think that's an important it's important for our country because bottom line is we need, as a nation, we're a nation of innovators and we're a nation of entrepreneurs in many ways from the very beginning. When you think about it.
Well, you know me long enough to know that I've been very much involved with the inventors of the magnetically levitated train, which is a humongous technology. And now we can't get money for that. Why? Why? This is something that could put 20 million people to work in a year's time if you start building it. What you're doing is important. You're putting 10, 20, 40, 30 people to work at a time, sure. But it's not the biggie.
Well, the scale of maglev and major infrastructure projects like that are obviously clearly far beyond any venture capitalist could do. I mean, it is, you're looking at the need for huge institutional money and honestly federal money. I mean, the role of government should be to help increase economic capacity. I can think of no better way to help increase economic capacity than improve our transportation systems, which is what the maglev, would do. And I do work in Japan sometimes. I've ridden the trains over there, and they are fantastic. And they are fast and punctual, and they are huge economic driver.
They're conventional trains.
They're bullet trains.
They're bullet trains. They're still, track and wheel.
They are, my point being,
they use catenaries, which is obsolete in my opinion.
Point being that when you have transportation infrastructure that works and works well, it can be a real economic driver.
Yes, okay, and I agree with that. My frustration is that we have all these cool little things. And, not that a medical device is a cool little thing. It's a cool big thing when you can make somebody well and by using some kind of a device. But, these things with the phones, it just boggles my mind that, we have all these wonderful applications. I can find a restaurant. And
right.
I don't care.
There are things that move society forward, and there are things that are just sort of nice to have. There's have to haves and nice to haves. And I think that sure, there's all sorts of there's thousands of apps out there that are just sort of entertainment oriented and fun, and that's fine. But in terms of moving our economy forward or actually helping people increase their own capacity, I think some of the educational apps are critically important. I mean, there are some really cool stuff. The future of education continues to emerge, and there are some really great learning platforms for students, not just kids who are in our schools now, but for adults and others. I mean, you can...
Well, the concept of lifetime learning is something that's not new, and it's, guys like me have been doing it since forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned far more in the world than I did in college. I mean, probably in the first 6 months after college, I learned more. But, you know.
You'll have to tell us about that sometime, Ernie.
I will. I'll bore you to death. You won't have a chance once I get started. But anyway, I've been talking to David Colon. He's been talking about entrepreneurial efforts in the terms of funding and giving advice to people who need it because they're going to create a better product or to get something to the market or just to make themselves personally rich, which is a good thing. Everybody should have the wherewithal to have the wealth so that they can start thinking again and start doing something important. So that's important. Thank you very much, David. We'll be back in a moment because I want David to tell me something that's really going to excite me, and I hope it happens. This is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, 103.9 FM. Thanks for listening.